Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation.
United States Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley not mincing many words as she addressed the United Nations General Assembly that quickly then overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move the embassy there.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
She spoke before the resolution was approved with 128 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 35 abstentions. The United Nations General Assembly voting in protest against President Donald Trump's Jerusalem decision and largely ignoring Trump's threats to cut off aid to any country that went against him. Sponsored by Yemen and Turkey, the resolution reaffirmed the United Nations' stand on the divided holy city since 1967. Jerusalem's final status must be decided in direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Another Korean soldier has defected from North Korea to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post. This is VOA News from Washington.